Everyone wants to have a good outlook. Where do you go for yours? For Mercer County's outlook, the decision's easy. Mercer County Outlook. If you've never been, you've been missing out. Hop on to MercerCountyOutlook.com and take a peek. Community events in the Mercer County area and today's news today, not tomorrow. It's free to read and, hey, no paper to throw away. Have a good outlook at Mercer County Outlook. MercerCountyOutlook.com.
Time to talk a little bit of high school football here today, and with me I have former Salina Bulldog head football coach Jared Rolfus, and now he's the new head football coach at Northwest Guilford High School down in North Carolina. And first of all, Coach, congratulations on the new job.
Thank you. Looking forward to the opportunity. It's a big program, and there's a lot of excitement. Coach Wood just did a real good job there, and so looking forward to taking over and kind of taking it off from there.
When I was checking out your school district, there's a lot of North schools. You were at Northern Guilford as the offensive coordinator last year. I think there's a Northeast. Do you ever get lost on what direction you're supposed to go down there?
No, it is kind of split up, kind of funny how they do it here. But no, it's all based on directions and whatnot. It's pretty easy to manage once you're here.
You know, last year you were at a really good football program. It's got a real good history, Northern Guilford, and you showed them everything that you're made up on your offense. You think that's going to be something that might come back and bite you once in a while when you play those guys?
Yes and no. I mean, obviously, I could say the same thing here, about, knowing the defensive scheme and some of the offensive stuff that they did in the past just because I've seen the film, the playbooks and all that. So that's just a part of it. I mean, obviously they're going to know, what I like to do, and we'll do some things a little bit different, than what we did here just based on the types of kids and whatnot, but I don't really think about it too much. They've never beat Northern, so, we've got a big task in that regard. Northern's been, pretty much a dominant power here in the state since they've been open for the last six or so years, so, we're going to have to get over that hump eventually, so we're hoping it's this year.
You know, how does North Carolina football compare with what we're used to up here in the north part, especially Salina, that area?
Well, obviously in Ohio, it's a major, major part of about every single community, and it's a, big recruiting state. Here, kind of in the part where we're at in Greensboro and then down through Charlotte, it's a major recruiting bed. You'll see a lot of, folks coming down here from the, from the college ranks doing the recruiting pieces, and they typically say this is a pretty big hotbed from Greensboro all the way down through Charlotte. So probably as a state, not as good as a whole as a state compared to the state of Ohio, but I think where I'm at and the competitiveness and whatnot of what we get to see is equally as good, if not a little bit better in some respects.
You know, doing my homework, I see they run the wing T there last year, so you're going to be changing that back to the way you like to play then?
Yeah, yes, sir. They ran the wing T. Joe Woodruff came from Michigan. They ran the wing T over the last 6 or 7 years, and, he and I talked, and, I just kind of talked about the kids they had, and that was kind of one of the big things that I wanted to evaluate because I'm not a wing T guy at all, And so we'll be a little bit more of a spread, kind of a multiple spread. We'll do some different things with two backs, and, we'll go single backs and even empty sometimes. So, it'll be a big transition. I told the kids that yesterday when I met with them, that it's not going to be unicorns and rainbows all the time when we transition through that process because, we're going to ask them to throw the ball and line up with the shotgun and do this and do that. So, it'll be a lot of learning and some, I'm sure some hardships along the way, but I think in the end, we'll pay some dividends based on the kids that I saw yesterday.
Sounds like there's a little bit of Salina in that offense then, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it won't be as, we were pretty pass happy when I was there just because we kind of had to be. We weren't overly blessed up front until my last year, so we couldn't really run the ball real, real well. And so we kind of went with the golden arm, if you will, of one of our quarterbacks we had. And so we kind of ran it that way. But we won't throw it around that much. I mean, I do like a good balance when we can do it. But, again, I'm going to go with what will put us in a position to win as well.
How about defensively down there? What kind of a setup do they leave you down at Northwest?
Well, they have 9 kids back on defense, which is huge. The entire defensive staff is still around, and I'm in the process right now of meeting with every coach. And this is also new. I met with all the coaches as a group yesterday, and I'll meet with them individually starting tomorrow and then start to kind of evaluate the process of naming a defensive coordinator. There's several guys that I think have the ability to do it and some good experiences and that sort of thing. They've run a 3-4 scheme, kind of a multiple 3-4, done some different things with their fronts, with 4-man fronts as well. I just believe that, although I'm probably a 4-2, 4-3 kind of guy, that if it's something that works and, the kids understand it's been good to them. So I don't intend to change if we have some guys that can handle managing and leading the defensive piece.
It's kind of been a whirlwind for you. I mean, last year at this time, you were still at Salina, then you go to Northern where I guess the old coach is coming back, and now you're in a new situation. But it sounds like you're really in a good place at Northwest.
Yeah, you know, it's our neighboring school. You know, it's kind of a long story short. The coach who hired me, I was a runner-up a year ago for this job at Northern. And then they called back and said, you know, would you be interested in being the offensive coordinator? This is the head coach by the name of Brian Thomas, who now has left and gone on to he's gone on to South Carolina, where he's from, and taken a job there. And, you know, he's like, you know, I'd like to bring you on. You can do, you know, offense or whatever you think you need to do. And so finally, through the course of evaluating and then a teaching job came open, I decided to pursue it. And then got here, and then he pretty much told me he didn't plan on being here for a long time. So I thought I had a pretty good shot to take over here, and that's kind of what I anticipated. And it kind of looked to be that way until the old coach decided that he was, I guess, bored in retirement, and then he decided to come back. And so then, you know, I think I always consider that kind of a, you know, the Lord kind of closed the door for me here.
Sure.
You know, for whatever reason, and I'm excited about this other opportunity that I think is even better fit for me after meeting with the kids and the staff and the administration. So I'm really excited. I think, you know, things like that happen for a reason, and we don't always see that up front. But this, again, I'm just ultra excited about this.
Well, I saw the note that the principal put out for your school. He's real happy to have you there. That's going to make you feel good, too, to get that big red carpet cut rolled out for you.
Yeah, you know how that goes. It only lasts so long. So that's why I'm starting to work right away. I've been doing things every night just to kind of get things in place because, you know, obviously that, you know, the red carpet's great and all, but, you know, they want to see some results and things like that. And they want to see kids, you know, become quality folks going through the program and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's been good. They've been very good to me so far, and I'm excited about working with the people over there. And, again, I had a chance to start kind of meeting with people throughout the course of the last couple of days, and it's definitely been a whirlwind, that's for sure.
You know, you look back, you know, we're both Salina graduates. Now we don't live in Salina anymore, but that's kind of a neat place in a way. But it also, you're kind of in the, everybody knows who you are. They know what you're doing and stuff. This is probably a little bit different for you down there, isn't it? I mean, you're just basically Jared Rolfe as the football coach that moved in from Ohio.
Yeah, it is. I mean, when I came to Salina, it was like, you know, I knew 95% of the teaching staff because I was, you know, obviously a student there and had done some different things in the community and whatnot. And then, you know, I came here and, you know, I had to kind of recreate, I guess, my reputation and whatnot. And you know, I think that's an important thing to do is to establish, you know, who you are, you know, in the midst of new people. And so it'll kind of happen a little bit again, but I'm starting to, you know, again, you know, build some relationships in the general area. So I've gotten to know people beyond the, you know, the school that I work at and obviously Northwest as well. So that part's pretty exciting for us because I feel like, you know, it's a good opportunity for us as a young family to integrate our kids into a new community and be a part of something that, you know, hopefully is special for a long, long time.
I know besides being a Salina graduate, grandma and grandpas are back there and family and everything. It's a tough decision when you decide to move away from a town like Salina where you've had your roots for a long time.
Yeah, it was. The timing and everything was, nothing was ideal about it, but we really felt it was impressed upon our hearts that there was a change coming at one point, and we felt that, you know, the Lord kind of, you know, really, really kind of directed our steps. And there were just so many things that happened that it was a total God thing, the way that we got down here, and then it continued with the way this has all kind of transpired with getting this position and, you know, kind of moving out of this particular school that I'm at right now and whatnot. So it's been, again, it's been a whirlwind, but it's been very rewarding, and again, we've tried to stay the course and do the right things and respect all that's happened.
I know one thing at Salina, you got your kids involved in the community. Will the same thing happen down at Northwest for you?
Yeah, we will. We're still kind of working through some of the logistics, and still, you know, I don't know the communities as well here, you know, like we just talked about. But yeah, I believe in that. I think that, you know, that's important just to kind of give back, but also to kind of build that team camaraderie and just to teach kids about, you know, anything beyond just, you know, being on the field, X's and O's, but just teaching about life and the different things that it requires to be a quality person. And I still value every opportunity I get when I get calls from, you know, former players or texts, which I do get pretty frequent, which is kind of neat, and I really value those relationships. So I hope that continues here, you know, being more, you know, back into that leadership role and kind of the guy that kind of sets the tone and the vision for a program.
Do you also have to change schools? Will you be teaching in Northwest as well?
I will, yep. I will transition there next year, but the convenience is it's the same school district. You know, the paperwork and all that stuff, there is none. So that piece is okay. It's just a transition period and going to a different high school in that regard. So that part's, you know, exciting for me too.
And what was your most exciting memory of Salina as a coach or as a player? What's the one thing you remember? Because I know if you ever beat St. Mary's, that was a big deal. But there's always something special for everybody that comes from the Bulldog program.
Yeah, you know, it was a great experience for me. You know, like I said, it was really hard to leave behind that whole piece just because, you know, when I took over, things were really bad. And You know, it had been 8 to 10 years, you know, since they'd had a winning season, and kind of been the 2 to 3 win, at most 4 category for a long time. And I knew we weren't going to be very good when I first started off. And, you know, and I knew that it just took a couple pieces. Once we kind of got kids to buy into what we were selling and that sort of thing, it just seemed like it kind of lifted up a little bit. And we knew there was going to be still some tough things along the way. But I think stability was definitely put in place, and that's continued. And that's exciting just for me to look back on that and reflect and say I was a part of that process. And you know, those coaches and stuff, and you know, helping them become better, and those kids and whatnot. So it's just been really neat for me to kind of look at my experiences to get to this point and kind of take over a program, you know, where we feel like we're going to be for a long time now. So again, it's exciting, but you know, it is tough to leave that behind. But I still stay in pretty close contact with people back there as well.
And you were a pole vaulter, a pretty doggone good pole vaulter at Salina.
Yeah, I don't know about good, but I was a pole vaulter.
I remember seeing you. That makes me nervous. And I know you also went to the same school my son graduated from, Indiana Wesleyan. So you got some good stuff that way, too.
I did, yeah. I was a pole vaulter in high school, and I continued that in Indiana Wesleyan. I had a chance to compete in the national meet twice, and somehow finished, I think I was ninth in the country my senior year, which was a real exciting. It was one of those, nothing went wrong for me that final meet that I ever jumped in. It was like everything was right. The winds were perfect. I felt good. And it was just kind of one of those things you'll never forget, because it was like, you know, you can remember all the meets that went bad and all the meets that went bad, but that one, just the right time was there, and I jumped my best ever, and I finished ninth, and that was something I always remember for sure.
And that's a good school for sure, so...
Yes, sir. Yeah, there's no question about
that. I love it
there.
Hey, well, it's been great talking to you. You know, it's kind of nice when two Salina guys can talk about it. And,
That's right.
And I really appreciate it. We'll keep an eye on you. We'll probably give you a call back sometime during the year, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be great. Anytime, I'd be happy to talk.
Because everybody in Salina wants to know how everybody else who moved away is doing. So that's the good word.
That's exactly right. That's the kind of place it is, which is a good thing. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we've been talking with Jared Rolfes, the new head football coach at Northwest Guilford High School down in North Carolina. He's also the former coach at Salina High School and a former Bulldog. For the State Line Sports Network, this is Dave Schmidt.
Everyone wants to have a good outlook. Where do you go for yours? For Mercer County's outlook, the decision's easy. Mercer County Outlook. If you've never been, you've been missing out. Hop on to MercerCountyOutlook.com and take a peek. Community events in the Mercer County area and today's news today, not tomorrow. It's free to read and, hey, no paper to throw away. Have a good outlook at Mercer County Outlook. MercerCountyOutlook.com.